Emotive, you know, when I think about how stablecoins can help people in tough spots, like Venezuela or Iran, I'm really struck by this duality. They offer stability where there's chaos, but they also have another side.
Serious, that duality is critical to understand. The core point here is that stablecoins like Tether serve two very different purposes in crisis economies. Then move to context, S1. Friendly, so first off, we need to set the stage. Venezuela and Iran are facing intense economic pressure, hyperinflation, sanctions, you name it. S2, serious exactly. In Venezuela, the Bolivar has lost value so fast that people can't trust their savings. Sanctions in Iran mean they struggle to transact internationally. That's where stablecoins come in as a lifeline. Then Tether's role, S1, Emotive, and how does Tether help? Well, by pegging one to the U.S. dollar, it's like having a safe harbor for money. S2, serious precisely. It protects people from inflation or currency devaluation. But there's another angle. This same tool is used by sanctioned entities to bypass restrictions. Then sanctioned use. S1. Friendly, oh wow, so it's both helping regular folks and letting groups skirt rules. That's a tricky balance. S2, serious it is. Sanctioned entities can use stablecoins for cross-border payments without triggering traditional oversight. Ethically, that's a point of concern for regulators. Regulation, S1, Emotive, so what are they doing about it? S2, serious. Regulators worldwide are pushing for more transparency and stricter rules to prevent misuse while still allowing access for those in crisis. It's a tightrope act between inclusion and risk management. Future outlook, S1, friendly, what does this mean looking ahead? Is it all going to settle down? S2, serious. The future depends on how responsibly stablecoins are developed and governed, ensuring they help people while not enabling illicit activity. It's a complex landscape, but the key is balance. Now make sure the language flows naturally, no stilted parts. Keep each turn concise as instructed. Check if core info is kept. Yes, all main points about dual nature, crises, Tether's role, sanction use, regulation are there. Tone check. S1 is Emotive uses struck by tough spots and friendly. S2 is serious but friendly exactly, precisely. Natural transitions. Yes, using questions to bridge topics. Now write the final output following this structure. /think begin of box speaker 1. You know, have you ever stopped to think about how digital money can feel like a lifeline 1 minute and a source of worry the next? It's wild, right? Totally. That's exactly what we're exploring today. How stablecoins, those digital assets pegged to fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar, walk that tightrope between helping people in crisis and raising red flags for regulators.
And where does this duality play out most vividly? In places like Venezuela or Iran, where economies are under siege.
Spot on. Venezuela's facing hyperinflation, its currency losing value faster than you can blink an eye. Meanwhile, in Iran, sanctions have choked off traditional banking access, turning everyday financial tasks into major hurdles.
So how does a stablecoin like Tether step in? Well, by locking its value to the U.S. dollar, it offers something reliable when local currencies are falling apart.
That's the core of it. Tether becomes a safety net for people trying to buy groceries or send money home without watching their savings evaporate overnight.
But here, S the flip side. Those same stablecoins can be used by sanctioned entities to bypass restrictions, right?
Yes. Groups facing international embargoes might use Tether to move funds across borders without triggering compliance checks. It's a double-edged sword. Helping individuals while also letting rules get skirted.
And how are regulators trying to navigate this? They want transparency and oversight, but they don't want to cut off people who need stable assets.
That's the challenge. Policymakers are pushing for rules that let stablecoins serve vulnerable populations while preventing misuse by sanctioned actors, balancing inclusion with accountability.
Looking ahead, what does this mean for those using or regulating these tools?
It means we're watching how responsibly companies develop and govern stablecoins. The goal is to ensure they're stable enough for everyday use, but not so flexible that they enable illicit activity, staying true to their original promise while avoiding unintended consequences. End of box.